today I would like to welcome you to the Daryl and Brock Show, where you are in for a reality check and your life is getting ready to be changed.
I know. That's what we're going to talk about is who told you that. Have you ever heard people say, if it be thy will, they'll pray a prayer, right? And they'll say, if it be thy will. Okay, let me tell you something. When I hear people say that, that tells me that they don't know what God's word says about a situation. So that's what we're going to deal with today. God's will is his word. So when you know what his word says, you always pray the word. Whatever God's word says, just simply pray the word. Don't add anything to it. Don't take anything away from it. When you say, if it be your will, that simply means you don't know the will of God. So you're not going to be able to use your faith the way that it needs to be used and receive the promises of God if you're praying, I thank you, Father, if it be your will. No, you say the word. You put it in remembrance of his word says, but you have to say what his word says. You decree and you declare God's word. That's his will. That's the final authority. Then after you do that, you stand until you receive the manifestation of faith. So I just wanted to come today so I could just give you just a little short nugget on receiving from God. So when you're going through a situation, you got a, like an adverse circumstance, go to God's word, find out what his word says about it. Then you declare what his word says. Then you say, God, this is what your word says. And I'm putting you in remembrance of his word. So I'll give you an example. So you can open up your mouth and you can say, like Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I thank you for it, Father. You don't say, if it be your will, it won't prosper. No, you simply say his word, right? Thank you, Father. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You are saying his word. You're declaring his word. So you don't have to say if it be your will. So concerning healing and health and jobs, finances, real estate, promotions, go to the word of God. Every situation and everything that pertains to godly life is in the Bible. Go find it and say his word and watch and see if you don't receive what God's word says. Use your faith, go through the process, receive the promise, and know that you shall receive exceedingly abundantly above all that God can ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. And that power is the word of God. Thank you for joining the show today.